104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is DJ Hoey D presenting the Spooky Yukies. And this week, I forgot my Yuki, so instead, I brought Will.
Hi.
We're going to be playing some really nice tunes for you guys.
The first that we just came up with about 4 or 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. This first song is called Dainu.
Yep.
Do you know what that means in English?
No. I do know. We sang this in my music class in elementary school. I went to school with a lot of Jewish kids. So
pretty cool. It's a song that we sang in our Seder the other night to celebrate Passover because we don't want our firstborns dying.
Yeah. And we're thankful God did not kill our ancestors.
Yeah. We tasted their tears.
Yeah, actually, that was interesting. And then I said, wait, these aren't my ancestors' tears.
Yeah.
I guess I got Elon's ancestors' tears. Huh?
They tasted pretty good. So let's enjoy the tune. And that was Dainu by Shira Klein. Do you enjoy that song, Will?
Yeah, it's a good song. It's a good song.
Glad. You know what else is a good song?
What's a good song, Joe?
Old Town Road, the remix featuring Billy Ray Cyrus by Lil Nas X.
You know I prefer the original, but the remix is still a bop.
Yeah,
still
a bop. We could play the original later on in the show.
Potentially, yes.
Yeah. So enjoy the remix.
Tractor, lean all in my back. guitar. Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. God knows stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I keep going back. Wish I could roll on back to that old town.
And that was the remix of Old Town Road by Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yes, it was.
You know who's even better than Billy Ray Cyrus that should have been featured on that song?
Who's that, Joe?
Terrible Tim.
Oh, yeah, Terrible. He's pretty good. Isn't I like good? Him a lot.
He's unfortunately only released one album entitled Terrible Tim Spreads Love. So I guess he has no more love to share.
But, he gave away all his love, I guess.
But he spread a lot of love, especially with this tune called Brother Man Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't think I've ever played on the radio before.
I've never heard this song in my life.
So let's enjoy.
Yeah.
And that was Terrible Tim with Brother Man Bill.
Yep, it was. You like that song, Joe?
I really like it. I think I may play it a couple more times on future radio shows.
Good, good.
Do you want to introduce the next song?
So the next one, as made famous by the, I don't know what it's called, the Bikini Bottom Broadcasting Company. Would that be the BBBC?
Perhaps.
I don't know if that's actually what it is, but they played it on the radio in SpongeBob.
And Mr. Krabs really liked it.
Mr. Krabs
really
liked it.
He's a true fan.
And you know what? You know what? I can't blame him. It's a great song. You know, the way it goes, bee-bee-boo-boo-boo-bop, is just revolutionary.
Yeah. So here is Electric Zoo by SpongeBob SquarePants. We hope you enjoyed that.
That'll be stuck in my head for the rest of the day.
Those were a really good 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Our next song is a little bit longer than 30 seconds. It's actually longer than I thought. It's like a minute 47. That's one of his longer songs.
It is longer than I thought it was, yeah.
It's by the Toilet Bowl Cleaners, and it's called Poop Into a Wormhole.
Yep.
Enjoy.
Joe, you're a physics major.
Yes.
What are the physics behind pooping into a wormhole?
See, you got the Coriolis effect.
Mm-hmm, of course.
So when you pee, it goes off to the east. Wait, no. If you're in the northern hemisphere
right.
and you're pointing southward, it will go to the west.
To the west, I see.
Yes, and it will go through the wormhole and then come out in the east because that's the way the sun rises.
Cool.
Yeah. And Matt Farley is probably also an accomplished physicist, since he apparently knows what dark matter is.
yeah, that was some wild stuff. Brooks studies dark matter. Yeah. He doesn't even know what it is.
We have a professor trying very hard to figure out what dark matter is, and he's doing groundbreaking research.
Yeah, so Matt Farley's ahead of the game.
He's very ahead of the game. Our next song is by The Clash.
Mm-hmm.
Will has been known to enjoy The Clash.
I love The Clash, yes.
Yeah. It's called I Fought the Law.
Yeah, it wasn't actually written by The Clash.
It is a cover.
It's right? a cover, but yeah, it's still a good song, I think. And they do the best version of it, undoubtedly.
I do enjoy Green Day's version. Have you heard Green Day's version?
Yeah, Green Day's version is good.
I like both of those better than the original.
Yeah, the original, honestly, is not Ooh, great.
I should put this on my covers that are better than the original playlist.
Yeah, you should.
Anyway, enjoy the song. After listening to that song, we have discovered that the law did in fact win.
Yeah.
It was quite a battle.
Yeah.
But a good song, nonetheless.
Certainly, certainly.
Our next song, I think, is also a good song.
It is.
It's by the Beatles. It's not from a Beatles album, but it was released as a single in 1960-something.
You're right. I don't think it... Yeah, I guess it never was on a Beatles album.
Yeah, but it made it onto Past Masters, and it's called Paperback Writer. And I think the story behind this song was one of the record producers went to Paul McCartney and was like, "You're writing too many songs about love. You need to write a song about something else." And he was like, "Oh, I'll write a song about the second best thing, books."
Wait, actually? Is that
I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Oh, my God.
So Paul, here's a song about Paul McCartney's second favorite subject matter.
Books.
Entitled Paperback Writer.
Paperback. Paperback writer.
And that was Paperback Writer by the Beatles.
It was indeed.
Our next song is a song by U2.
Oh, yeah. This song is by, you know, the classic emo band U2. It's called The Middle. And I think it's off the Joshua Tree.
Yeah. For some reason, we have a friend who thinks it's by Jimmy Eat World.
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous.
What a schween.
Yeah. Enjoy The Middle. That was The Middle.
Mm-hmm.
Our next song is by Fall Out Boy from their very first album, Take This to Your Grave.
It's maybe my favorite Fall Out Boy album. I don't know. From Under the Cork Tree is good, too. I mean,
Infinity on High is really good.
Infinity on High, yeah.
Well, we can both agree it's definitely better than Mania.
That is true. It's better than Mania.
I also think nothing is better than Mania. Just like, if they hadn't released an album, I would have preferred that.
Yeah, probably.
Because my opinion of them wouldn't have declined so much. But
that's fair.
It had a couple. It had like two good songs on it, so I'll give them that. I think.
I guess.
Let's go back to a time when they had more than two good songs, though. When they had songs like Grand Theft Autumn / Where's Your Boy?
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Where is your boy tonight? I hope he is a gentleman. Maybe he won't find out what I know. You were the last good thing about this part of town.
I'm
That was Grand Theft Autumn / Where Is Your Boy?
Joe, where is your boy?
I don't know, but I hope he's a gentleman. I always found it weird that they had a slash in the name, because that, like, just... Usually when a song has a slash in the title, it's because it's a medley.
Or, like, it's, like, two... Yeah, I mean, a medley, or, like, two separate songs.
Like Kansas City / Hey, Hey, Hey. It's a pretty good medley.
Hmm. Well, this next song is not a medley, though.
No, but it does involve a combination of things.
Yeah, and it's like, also longer than the original.
It is.
So I guess it's been added on too, which kind of makes it a medley, I suppose.
Yeah. So here is Pico Taro with PPAP, a.k.a. Pen Pineapple Apple Pen.
Long version. It's the long version. Oh, you already muted. Well, I mean, oh, my mic's still on. Okay.
Yeah.
The long version.
The long version.
PPAP.
That was PPAP by Pico Taro.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a throwback for us.
Yeah, like, yeah.
First semester of freshman year, pretty much.
First, like, month of freshman year.
Yeah.
I
showed you that video when I first met you.
I believe so.
It was a good time.
That was a good time.
Here's another throwback to freshman year.
Certainly.
California Dreamin' by the Mamas and the Papas.
The Mamas and the Papas.
Great band.
Yep.
Great song. Great times.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
And that was California Dreamin' by the Mamas and the Papas, specifically the single version. Because I think the double version is pretty bad.
I was going to say, how can it be the single version if they're Mamas and Papas? All right. I suppose they're unwed.
If they're also single. That's a sin.
That's maybe they're Jewish. Actually, I think I don't know.
Is that also a sin?
I don't know.
I feel like it is.
Who knows? I'm just saying because we played Dayenu.
We did play Dayenu.
This could be our Passover episode.
Well, nothing says Passover like My Chemical Romance.
That's true.
So, and please enjoy. Welcome to the Black Parade.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band. He said, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned? He said, will you defeat them, your demons, and all the non-believers, the plague? To
And that was Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Pretty good pop-punk band.
Yeah. They are a pop-punk band. I'm glad you agree with my classification of them as a pop-punk band.
Yeah. You know what's not a pop-punk band is MIA.
I mean, either way, if you're talking about missing in action soldiers, I doubt they formed a pop punk band. I mean, they're missing.
I mean, they could have. That's where, that might have been where they went to play some pop punk.
All right, this is bordering on a little, little gruesome, a little dark.
Yeah.
But the musical artist MIA is also not a pop punk.
That is true. And here's her song, her most popular song, Paper Planes, which is not a pop punk song. That was Paper Planes by Mia.
Mia.
Yeah.
Off her album, Kala.
Yeah. Earlier, we played a song by Will's favorite band, The Clash. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to play a song from my favorite band, Blink-182. It's a song I haven't listened to that much recently. It's called Going Away to College.
Maybe that's because you're already here.
Yeah, there's nothing I had to worry about going away because I'm already away.
You're already away at college.
So enjoy. And that was Going Away to College by Blink-182 from their 1999 classic, Enema of the State.
It's a good album.
It's a very good album. You know, that's a pretty good album, Carrie and Lowell.
Carrie and Lowell is an excellent album.
Sufjan Stevens.
Sufjan, of course.
Here's a song about him having a really good time watching some fireworks. It's a very happy song.
That's not what this... It's about watching his mother die, Joe.
Oh. Enjoy it anyway. It's called 4th of July. And that was the 4th of July by Sufjan Stevens. And now it's time for our last song. You want to introduce this one, Will?
All right. So I mentioned to Joe that, you know, Old Town Road's a good song, the remix, the more popular version. I think that's the more popular version at this point.
Yeah, at the point.
But the OG, now that's something that people won't be expecting, you know. So we got to play that. Also, I don't know, Lil Nas X, he deserves his own song for how good this song is. Billy Ray Cyrus's verse is good, but Lil Nas X, you know, he made the song in the first place. So.
That is true. Alright, and that was Old Town Road by Lil Nas X.
It was indeed.
Do you have any concluding thoughts before we sign off, Will?
I don't know. I think something we found out during this episode was that Pico Taro, the guy who made PPAP, met Donald Trump.
He did.
That was pretty interesting.
That's a very interesting
meeting.
People
deserve to know that.
I very much wonder how their interaction went.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think Donald Trump made his own PPAP.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, do you think Donald Trump came prepared?
With two pens, an apple, and a pineapple.
And a pineapple.
I really hope he did.
I would hope so. And then they could make it together. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that would be nice.
And maybe be the best thing Donald Trump's ever done for this country.
Well, yeah, that's not a high bar.
No, not really.
All right. On that note, we are going to sign off. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is DJ Hoey D featuring Will with the Spooky Yukies. If you want to contact WJRH, log on to their website, WJRH.org.
You always read this stuff?
Yeah.
You read that? Oh, I never say that.
Or call them at 610-330-5316. Until then, you should tune in next week, same time, same place. Mm-hmm.